this chair of the GG Laws and your dedication also during the intersessional period. As usual, you can count on our full cooperation and support. We are meeting today in the third meeting under a mandate that has given us the task to discuss concrete elements for a future instrument. In our view, only a legally binding instrument can address the multitude of challenges autonomous weapon systems pose, and the overwhelming majority of states is sharing this view. We hope to convince those who still hesitate and believe that our work here today is contributing to this goal. At the same time, we need to share some views on the organizational aspects of this meeting. The selection of topics follows a certain logic in light of our previous discussions, but continues to sideline important issues that, one, have been part of our work for many years, and two, should also be included into a set of elements in accordance with our mandate. This concerns in particular human rights and other legal aspects outside of IHL, ethical considerations, matters of peace and security and proliferation, as well as the technology-related implications. We understand that a working characterization of laws is seen as a necessity by some delegations, and we stand ready to engage on this topic. Nevertheless, we have to stress once again that any prohibition and regulation will have to contain their own definitions, in particular on what is not acceptable. At the same time, only a functional approach can address the full range of issues. Our discussions on IHL are highly important, and the full implementation and specification of current international law is the backbone of our work. But given the novelty of these technologies and the fact that law applies to humans, requires us to look into new law and a new way of thinking to maintain the consistency and the purpose of IHL. Chair, technology and the way it is applied has again made big strides in the few months since our last meeting. The use of AI in the military domain and as part of sophisticated weapon systems is publicly discussed and under development, and maybe even in use. The means and methods of warfare are changing directly in front of our eyes with unclear and uncontrolled implications. We still believe that we are able to preempt the worst repercussions of the introduction of autonomous weapon systems on the battlefields through our work, and that we have the obligation to do so. We can only repeat our insistent call for urgency in this matter. We need to recall that the CCW is a framework designed to be expanded and enhanced by new legal protocols. In the face of new technological or methodological developments in warfare, no one can doubt that this is currently the case. On the positive side, we are seeing strong momentum and interest by the international community to address this issue. The support for a legally binding instrument on AWS is not only predominant but growing. The Vienna Conference, Humanity at the Crossroads, at the end of April, has seen the participation of 144 states and over 1,000 delegates from academia, industry and civil society. 35 states have joined the chair's summary and its content, and we want to use this opportunity to thank them. The series of excellent regional conferences has steadily continued with the conference in Freetown organized by Sierra Leone. All 50 states have transmitted their views to the Secretary General for his report under Resolution 78241, and an advanced version of this report is already available and it shows a clear direction. In light of all this, finally, our path to hard and hopefully preventive law appears to be set and widely supported. We hope that the current mandate of the GG Laws can live up to these expectations. Austria, for its part, stands ready to formulate a set of elements of an instrument by 2025 and to follow with concrete negotiations. I thank you.